Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 18th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and today we sit down with Randy Taylor, the president and CEO of Everi, on how his company manages to be the undisputed leader in payment processing as well as an innovative slot manufacturer. Today's podcast is sponsored by Global Payments Gaming Solutions, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at globalpaymentsgaming.com. Everi has a long history in payment processing and currently owns Central Credit, a credit reporting agency for gaming used by casinos around the world. Therefore, Everi also processes more payments for gaming than any other firm, and its dominance in that field currently extends to the recent cashless phenomenon sweeping the industry. But Everi is more than just payments. It has a robust compliance program, and after buying multimedia games more than 10 years ago, is a big player in the slot manufacturing field. Randy Taylor took over as president and CEO from Mike Rumbolz a year ago and hasn't missed a beat. He spoke with me from the Everi offices in Las Vegas in November for the People to Watch issue in the January GGB magazine. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Randy Taylor, the president and CEO of Everi. Randy, it's great to see you. And this is the first time we've actually got to sit down and talk since you've been CEO. So congratulations on that. Also, congratulations on being named one of our 25 people to watch for 2023.
Well, thank you, Roger. That's a big honor. And so I'm very pleased to be able to sit down and have a chat with you.
Great. Well, let's start from the basics. Everi has two very strong businesses, the payment processing business and the slot business, you know. So how difficult is it to keep track of those businesses because, you know, they are two pretty different businesses?
It's not too bad because we really have two business leaders over each segment.
Right.
So, we spend a lot of time, we meet really every morning to try to see how everybody's doing, but the reporting is fairly straightforward, and mm-hmm. each business leader does a great job. So that management team's been together a long time, so I feel really comfortable about managing each one separately.
Yeah, you do have some great leadership there, that's for sure. So you succeeded Mike Rumbolz, who's now the executive chairman of the company, and that's pretty big shoes to fill. I mean, Mike really did a great job, really bringing Everi up to the speed where it is now, and he was just inducted into the AGA Gaming Hall of Fame. So how much pressure do you feel to kind of hold up that end of the bargain?
A lot. Yeah. Mike's been my mentor. He's been great for my career. Just a great guy. But I think, as we talked before, I feel pretty good with the management team we have here. Mm-hmm. So I think we're set to move forward. And Mike has paved the way for us, so I feel good with the people we have and can continue to follow up in his footsteps.
So you were CEO, COO immediately before this for a few years, and then before that you were CFO, and so that probably gave you a pretty good understanding of how this business worked.
It did. I think going through each one of those positions helped a lot. I mean, Mike, I think, had a kind of a plan that he's pretty savvy and strategic. And so, one of the things he did while I was CFO put me over the game ops side. Mm-hmm. So I learned about, the install base and
right.
daily win per unit. And then, then he kind of moved me out of that into the COO position to say, hey, look, now you got to really oversee the operations mm-hmm. and see what's going. And, still, you're never going to take the finance out of me because I'm a
right.
CFO. But I think, I think it was a really good stepping stones to really prepare me well for the position.
Great. Well, let's talk about each of the divisions. The payments division is really the 800-pound gorilla in the market. The predecessor for Everi was Global Cash Access. One of the few companies in the business that has been there for a long
sure.
time. How do these many years of experience really help you serve that market?
Look, I think the experience is tremendous for us. I think casino operators know us. We've been around for a long time. We have a great renewal rate. Just our approach to really two pieces, which is a great experience for the patron and efficiency for the casino operator. And that's really what we base really all the services that we pull together, whether it's self-service kiosks, whether it's AML reporting or a loyalty product. And I think finally they've come to realize the amount of money we put into service. We have a great service team. Mm-hmm. We have a number of kiosks out in the market, and right. we have to service those. And we've got 17,500 gaming machines out there, so that again that we have to service. Sure. So that service department, I think those aspects of the business really resonate with our casino operators, and I think our experience really shows through with the amount of customers that we maintain and continue to renew.
Okay, great. So I started out in this business as a dealer in Atlantic City, and then I
sound like Mike.
Well, that's pretty much like
that's
it.
Right.
So and I graduated for a few days a week to being a supervisor. So I had to fill out marker slips, and on the top of the marker slip it said Central Credit, and that's part of your company here. How does that work in today's market?
Well, it's a registered credit reporting agency, mm-hmm. and so it's basically a clearinghouse between casino operators that are part of Central Credit that allow the operators to understand what credit's been provided to an individual at different locations and really the worthiness of that individual. So it really helps them make good decisions about how much credit to lend or to provide to a particular customer. And so we've been doing it for 6 decades. It's been a very great product, and we continue to enhance and improve it. But that's basically what it does. It really helps the casino operator make good, intelligent decisions about how much credit to lend.
Sure. So it sounds like it does exactly what it was supposed to do in my day.
Okay.
So let's talk about the kiosks. I mean, you see them all over, and they've really become very attractive. A lot of wood around them, and very easy to use. But so what can you do on these kiosks now, other than cash in your ticket and ticket out, and deposit some money?
Break bills. Yeah. I mean, look, they've really come a long way. To your point. So one, you can now do an ATM transaction. You can do all our cash at ATM. Mm-hmm. You can do a debit or credit transaction, which you then ultimately go to the cage to do. You can do a check cashing transaction mm-hmm. there if you're enrolled. We then increased another product on there now, which is called Quick Ticket, which would allow you to not have to go to the cage, but you could buy a ticket. So it's kind of like buying the ticket and then going mm-hmm. straight to the slot machine. We've also added Every Cares, which allows patrons, if they want, they can contribute part of their winnings to mm-hmm. a charity as they go home, whether it's their change or a small ticket. And so we've continued to enhance that product, as well as we've got our Jackpot Exchange products as well, which help the back end of the casino, where the employees have to pay out jackpots instead sure. of going to the cage. They can get the money there and pay the patrons out. So mm-hmm. kiosks have come a long way, and we still think they're just a great staple of our business.
Sure, no question about it. And as I said, they're easy to navigate. You just put the ticket in, and out comes the money.
That's right.
And so now you're also using this on the cashless transactions, right?
Correct. So it's part of that Quick Ticket, which would be considered one cashless, mm-hmm. right? Because again, you could buy the ticket, never touch cash, go in and play the machine, come back, and you can actually put the money back on your card if you wanted to. But if we're talking about the wallet, it's another way where you could, if you were part of the wallet, you could go to the machine, and through your wallet, you could dispense the cash if you wanted to, or at the end, when you're done with your wallet, you could go back to the machine and get your cash back.
Right.
Does both.
So let's talk about that Cash Club wallet. I mean, that was in development long before a lot of the other wallets came into place here. Do you think that's the most popular one in the industry right now?
Well, yeah. Look, I think we've got our wallet is attached to more machines than anybody in the industry right now. Mm-hmm. It's, as you said, we started working on this pre-COVID.
Right.
We launched it in late 2019, and we continue to enhance it. And the other things that we have other things that work with it, our loyalty products, our AML products. So as we develop our wallet, it's not just a wallet, but it's something that we really want to make sure can go across the integrated resort, right?
Sure,
so we have connections to food and beverage and to retail if the operator wants it.
Sure.
So it's, you know, it's new. I don't think it's really new, but I mean, it's the operators are slowly but surely, I think, you know, looking at it, and it's really based on when the customer wants to install it.
Right. And you can make this pretty agnostic to each casino, right? They could just brand it for their on their flavors
card.
Correct.
Correct. It should look in general. It would never say Every on it, right? It would be branded with their with their brand on it, and so and they would use their credit their player's card to acknowledge what machine they're at when the funds go down to the machine or come back from the machine.
Sure.
So it's either that way. Or it could be something like we do with Acres, which is, again, something where more Bluetooth, where you you can move the funds back and forth.
Okay, great. Well, there's a lot of companies involved in the cashless side right now. You mentioned Acres. They've got a great solution as well. What does it take for you to be working with these other companies? Certainly Acres is a no-brainer, but, I mean, is there any standard that you hold up there?
No, it's really based on what the casino operator wants. So we're willing and can work with anybody. Light and Wonder CMS system, Konami we work with. You know, we've worked with Acres. So it's really based on does the casino operator you know, want us to work with their CMS,
right.
and we're willing to. So unless there's some problem economically, which there shouldn't be, it's something that should be able to be worked out. We're there. Really, from my standpoint, it's all about a better patron experience, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
And really, from the casino operator standpoint, you know, that's less cash they got to move around on the floor.
Right. Yeah. No question about it. So, you know, we've seen a little bit of reluctance for people to get involved in the cashless systems here. You know, I've been in Resorts World a few times, and you know, it looks like some of the patrons are a little confused when, you know, and I know they have the ambassadors there to explain what's going on, but still there seems to be a little bit of reluctance. How long is it going to be before, you know, everybody really gets it?
Good question, Roger. I think it's going to be as the product gets, you know, rolled out more and more. I think the more casinos that start to use it, then if you're next door to that casino, it's got something that you're going to want to utilize. So I don't know when. I think, look, from our standpoint, we think it's an extension of what we already do. The wallet's not going to be the, you know, the end thing tomorrow, but I think over time it's going to have traction. When it's you know, we look at it one stage at a time. I would say every customer that we're in renegotiation to renew their business, we're talking about the wallet and they're interested in it. It's just, are they ready to roll it out?
Right.
And then to your point, are patrons ready to use it? And how easy is it to use?
So there's an Australian state that is trying to force the players to use that just so everything is transparent to, I guess, the tax authorities. Do you think that's the way to go to implement this?
I don't know. That's interesting. We've been kind of following that because we actually with the company acquired in Australia, eCash, we're in a beta test with a partner on the cashless. I don't know. It's, you know, when you start forcing people to use something, you know, I've seen some articles where some of the pubs and clubs are kind of pushing back on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I understand what they're trying to do, right? They're trying to make sure there's responsible gaming. We all want responsible gaming.
Exactly, right.
So I'm kind of on the fence on this one on whether or not, you know, it'll go and how successful it will be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think we shall see.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the slot side. You pretty much had a landmark year at G2E this year. There were a lot of buzz about your games on the floor, and I talked to some of our internal guys. They said, you know, Every had the best stuff out there. What kind of got you over the hump this year?
Well, I'm glad that's what you heard. Yeah. I think it's been a continuous improvement. I mean, we kind of laugh when we always have a sales meeting afterward, just kind of see how the show went. And, you know, we always think it's like the best show ever. And we did think this was a tremendous show for us. I think a couple things. We showed two new cabinets, right? I mean, I think Dean Ehrlich, who's over our games business, has a very specific roadmap. He works with the development team to one, and you got to develop your normal bread and butter games, because those games have to still support the games you have out there, but you have to have unique games, and then you have to have new cabinets.
Right.
And so, you know, we launched our new Player Classic Signature, which is kind of a supercharged mechanical reel cabinet, and then our new View product, which is kind of a lower profile product, but looks like a it's a portrait, but it kind of is the size of a dual screen. And okay. So we're, you know, really excited about that. And I think it got a lot of buzz. So yeah. We'll see how it plays out next year.
Yeah, no question. Evry's also in the online gaming space. A lot of your games are being picked up in the legal states. How's that working out for you?
It's been working out really great for us, Roger. Yeah. I'm really pleased with how quickly we've now become, I think, one of the providers that anybody who launches a new site wants us to be part of it. Right? Mm-hmm. We've got great mechanical product. We've got a great library on the land base that we've been able to really port over. So. Right. The performance has been great. We do some bespoke games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've done one for Golden Nugget. We did, you know, there was a couple that was one for the Steelers, one for the Jets. So that team has done well. And I really think that there's a lot of room to run with our
sure.
digital part.
Well, you know, with only six states in the online gaming area, I mean, there's got to be a lot of possibilities there down the road.
Yeah, and I think the way we're performing and how we're seen by the big operators it bodes well for us.
Right. Well, one of the first thing multimedia did when before you they joined Evry was to develop this tournament program, and you know it's a lot of fun. You bring it around the country, you put them on the bus, it just looks like a lot of fun. And certainly, you know, having seen it happen in person, the employees at the casinos and the guys that you have running it are a lot of fun themselves. So how is that developing? Is that going to continue to be an element of your business?
Most definitely. Look, it's been a great product for us. We, you know, we're the leader in that product in the mm-hmm. in the industry, and I don't want to lose that position. So sure. We continue to develop on it. We've at G2E showed some additional enhancements to it, some ways where players can, through our kind of a combination of our loyalty or our fintech and game side, where people can sign up through the loyalty kiosks and play the game or their tournament, you know, by themselves, sure. or sign up for a tournament time where they don't have to go to the desk to, mm-hmm. to sign up. So look, we think that tournament is still a great product for us, and we're going to continue to enhance it, and I look forward to continue to have tournament out there for a long time.
Any applications on the online side for that?
We've talked about that. I think, you know, we'll see. I think it's something that we'd like to get to, but right now we're pretty busy as we are on the with what we have. But it's in the thought process. Let's put it that way.
Okay, great. So one of the difficult things that Mike did and your entire team is to really blend two corporate cultures, and again, two really diverse, different businesses. And you've done such a great job. As I mentioned, the employees I saw at the Torn event there. You know, I know a lot of your fintech people, and they're just they're immersed now in this corporate culture. How difficult it was to really do that.
You know, I think you know as well as I do, like, you bring, especially when you bring two companies that they weren't exactly the same size, but they were close. That mm-hmm. was a challenge. But I think over time, and, you know, clearly when Mike got here and had a focus on employees, we continued to say, look, from a sales standpoint, like, we have a sales team that will sell both fintech and games, right? So that brings them together. We have sales meetings together. So, you know, the back office, finance, HR, mm-hmm. accounting, Those have all come closer together, and I think we do town halls, we do surveys. So you're exactly right. It wasn't easy, but I think right now everybody really looks at it. You know, we branded as Evry, so that helps, right? We're no longer multimedia or GCA. That helped. So I think it took time, but I feel the same way. I think everybody believes we're Evry now. You always have a little bit of, hey, I'm a games guy or I'm a fintech guy. But there's definitely sharing between that, because there are people that will go from fintech to games or games to fintech, even on the development side, right? Sure. They're both developing, you know, software-related type of products.
And, you know, you mentioned Evry Cares. You're very much involved in the communities where you're located as well, Austin as well as Vegas and your other cities.
That's correct. I mean, look, we have a plan of giving to all the locations that we're in. Mm-hmm. So we set something out at the beginning of the year, and then we have the human resources department kind of oversees that. We also make sure that our employees are doing not making them, but encouraging them to, you know, give their time, right? Mm-hmm. And then we'll we'll sponsor them for a 10K or whatever they want to do because, right. you know, from our standpoint, we want to be part of the community and support the community.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, just one more question. Where would you like to see Everi in 5 years?
So, look, on the game side, I want to see Everi as a preferred vendor. As one of the preferred vendors, right? Mm-hmm. If there's an opening, if there's an expansion, you know, replacement, we should be one of those companies that are a must be at that casino, right? That Everi should be one of those. Mm-hmm. And that's also on the game iGaming side. So on both sides, a new iGaming platform, a new state opens, we should be with those launch partners. Yeah. And so that's where I see us heading now, and I think we're doing the right things to get there. And then on the fintech side, I expect us to continue to be, in my view, the leader in that area, mm-hmm. right? Leading, you know, the technology there. I want to see our wallet continue to expand. I want it to be really the best in class mm-hmm. from that standpoint. And then I would say I want to see us expand a little bit outside of North America. How much that will be, you know, Right. We're putting our toe into Australia, so mm-hmm. I expect that to be a place where we continue to grow. And then finally, you know, with our acquisition of the assets of Venuetize, you know, we're really kind of looking to get outside of gaming as well. Not completely. It's, you know, complementary or adjacent, right, with sports in arenas mm-hmm. or in, I would say, concert halls or, you know, hospitality-type things where, you know, like downtown Summerlin where right. – we have an app there that Venuetize built that allows, you know, the people that go into that app to, you know, get reservations for dinner or buy tickets to the AAA game. So mm-hmm. that's what we're trying to do because we think we can move our loyalty technology into that. We can move our wallet into there. So I see us, you know, growing to that and seeing that becoming a bigger and bigger part of our company.
Okay, great. Well, Randy, thanks for taking the time. You know, we're doing a big cover story on Everi for our October issue that contributed to G2E.
So we'll
drill down much deeper into some of these areas that we just discussed. But thanks for joining us now, and congratulations on being named one of our 25 people to watch.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by Global Payments, the gaming industry's only vertically integrated payment provider, which offers solutions that create a simple, secure, more effective way for patrons to wager and fund their play. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at globalpaymentsgaming.com. To learn more about cashless payments in the gaming industry, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.